Zondervan presents The Dude Abides, The Gospel According to the Coen Brothers by Kathleen Falsani, read by Rabbi Alan Setcher. For my father Mario, who took me to see my first movie, The Apple Dumpling Gang, in 1975, when I was not quite 5 years old, and instilled in me a lifelong love of film. Thank you, Daddy. Foreword by Rabbi Alan Setcher. I'd like to suggest a movie scenario to the Coen brothers. It is the story of a young, arrogant boy who insists that he can single-handedly defeat his country's greatest terrorist. He's called on his boast. He approaches the enemy's weapon of mass destruction with a laser beam of his own invention, and with a few blasts, the enemy's weapon is vaporized. Frightened at the prospect of imminent defeat, the enemy retreats back behind its own boundaries. The kid is a national hero. He's welcomed to the home of the president. Soon after, his friendship with the president's son blossoms into an intimate, some say homosexual, relationship. Countless of the country's rock stars compose tributes to the young hero, and cable channels praise the boy on a 24/7 news cycle. He marries the president's daughter. His popularity ratings far exceed the president's own, and soon the president's jealousy builds to homicidal so that the boy must flee. The president takes out a contract on the boy's life. The plot is foiled, and in the gun battle, the president's son is slain. And the president has a heart attack and dies. The popularity of the boy is so great that he replaces the president. The boy has a guitar talent and appears constantly on nighttime TV, playing his own compositions. One day, while sunning himself on the roof of the presidential palace, he gazes down at the mansion's pool and spots an intern lounging poolside. The boy's chief of staff informs him that the beauty is married to one of his generals. The boy immediately dispatches the general to the front lines, where he is quickly killed. Because his country permits multiple marriages, the intern and the boy are soon wed. Their first child dies, and when the boy laments, why, his attorney general points out his lust and his role in the death of the general. Fast forward. Eventually, the boy will be challenged for his office unsuccessfully by one of his own sons, and upon his death, another one of his sons succeeds him. Sounds like a good plot, right? Nah, nobody would believe it. But our biblical ancestors did. It's the story of King David, the man said to have been the apple of God's eye. While most of us cannot imagine a world without cell phones, emails, iPods, and DVDs, our biblical ancestors had none of the above. Their mass communication was through spoken stories and pageantry. The early tales were broadcast via fireside chats while tending sheep, conversations while on pilgrimage, or parents at the bedtime hour. By the time of Moses in the Old Testament, we are introduced to thunder and lightning, the sound of the shofar, and the Ten Commandments on a stone slab. Subsequently, we added the role of the Kohen, also called Cone, to dramatize the points being made. The high priest surrounded himself with stage props, such as fancy clothing, frank incense, burnt offerings, elaborate music, and fiery sacrifices, all to make a moral point. The historian Josephus informs us that in the post-Maccabean period, the high priest was seen as exercising authority in all things, political, legal, and sacerdotal. He was the supreme power. The high priest of the Sanhedrin was also chief judge.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?